Okay, good evening, everyone. So I wanted to start with the following point. We discussed last night the idea that, one second, I hope I can be heard. Am I being heard? Okay, if I'm not being heard, somebody will tell me. So we discussed last night the idea that of giving something to a non-Jewish service provider, such as a mechanic or a dry cleaner, the idea of giving it close to Shabbos, or you know, before Shabbos, and under what the circumstances, the conditions that have to be met, that you can do that. And not be concerned about the fact that they're working on it over Shabbos. So just wanted to clarify, first of all, that the discussion was limited to the case of a non-Jewish mechanic or dry cleaner, etc. That's where, as long as you didn't give him leave any instructions that forces them to work on Shabbos, and they're not working on your property, and you're paying them for the job, it's fine. But if it's a Jew, then it's, for example, in other words, if it's a Jew who's not Torah observant, then the situation is totally different. Meaning, you cannot, definitely cannot, give your car into a non-observant Jewish mechanic before Shabbos, when you know, or you know, strongly suspect that they're going to work on it on Shabbos. That would be causing being machshel yid, possibly lifnei lusitein michshel, or depending on the circumstances, whether it be an actual issur derais lifnei iver, possibly depending on whether or not they had enough work without your car. But it certainly should not, definitely, it certainly should not be done, not for a mechanic and not for a dry cleaner or anything. If the business is owned by a Jew and it's open on Shabbos, then you should definitely not do that. Now, that's even if the Jewish owner is not the one who actually does the work on the cars. He has his crew of non-Jews that do the actual repairs on the car. But first of all, certainly if he, you know, comes in, and but even if he doesn't come into the shop at all, let's say he's not fully observant, but he's enough that he doesn't come to the shop on Shabbos. But the shop is open, and he has goyim working for him. So that's also not okay, because the person, that's part of yesterday's discussion. You can't have non-Jews working for you on Shabbos when, because in that situation, first of all, they are being paid for their time, but they're not being paid for a job. You know, he doesn't, a mechanic who has a crew of, a person that owns a car repair shop that has a crew of mechanics working for him, he's not paying for them. Okay, for each job that they do, he pays them a certain fee. He's paying for their time. They have to be there 9 to 5 or whatever the hours are, and he pays them an hourly rate. That's number one. Number two, he's asking them specifically to be there on Shabbos. And number three, it's they're working on his property. So like he's get all the boxes are not checked or are X, unfortunately, a case like that. So as I say, even if the Jew himself is not there, but if he owns the business and it's open on Shabbos, you definitely should not give your car in. And more than that, you should, you know, try to make sure that you don't even bring it in on in any case where he might work in over Shabbos, even if it's you know, a Thursday, whatever. But try to bring your car in on Monday and say you need it back by you know, you need it back soon, or say anything with any other non-Jewish business. One has to be careful. I mean, excuse me, Jewish non-observant business, one has to be careful not to cause them to work for you on Shabbos. Now, let's discuss some related things. What about putting a letter in a mailbox on a Friday? Is that okay to do? So the answer is it is. In a regular mailbox, it's okay to do, because number one, you're paying for the job, you're paying whatever it is, whatever the postage is, If you're not paying anybody for their time, you're paying, but you are paying for them to do the job by, you paid already maybe when you bought the postage stamp, but your the postage stamp it represents that you paid for the job. Number two, you're not asking anyone to work on Shabbos specifically. And here, even if the box says in it next pickup Saturday at 4 p.m., you're putting it in the mailbox on Erev Shabbos at 5 p.m. when they've already picked up the mail from Friday, and the next pickup will be on Shabbos. That's still okay because you're not specifically asking them, or you're not entitled just because you put a stamp on the envelope and you put in that box. That doesn't entitle you that they should work on Shabbos. If it turns out that nobody picked it up on Shabbos, they didn't pick it up till Monday, and you have proof positive, you would still not be allowed. You would not have any taina. You would not be able to make a claim against them and say, "Oh, it said it was going to be picked up on Saturday, and I want my money back." It's not going to work because they're just telling you that that's their work schedule. That's what they expect to do. But you're not necessarily entitled to that just because you paid 50 cents for a stamp. And they're not working in your property. Now, you might ask, what about the other way around? How am I allowed to receive my mail on Shabbos? How can I have a non-Jew, works for the post office, and he stops by every Saturday. Excuse me, every Shabbos, he stops by and puts the mail in my box. So there, it is on my property. He's delivering mail for me onto my property on Shabbos. I guess I'm not even paying him all either. Maybe my tax money is, but I'm not really paying him, and I didn't give him instructions. But Lamaisa, he's coming onto my property and doing malacha directly to me. So the answer is there. Everybody knows that even though he's coming onto your property, it's not because you asked him to do that. You didn't ask him to work, and everybody knows that that something like that is a completely it's apart from you. It's divorced from you. It's not. It's nothing to do with you. Anything you've asked, if you arrange, you have a house, or even if you don't have a house, you live in an apartment. You live here, so people send you mail. They're going to deliver it. The post office delivered whenever it's convenient for them to deliver it, including Shabbos, including Saturdays. So that's okay. Now happens to be, I know of a Rav, a very chashuv Rav, who actually when he moved to whatever city it is he lives in, he spoke to the post office and he asked them if they could please hold back his mail and not deliver it on a regular basis. Deliver his mail 5 days a week, only Monday through Friday, not Saturday. But it didn't work. They were not able to accommodate his request, and they do deliver it. Now the question is, what about sending packages or things with other types of delivery services? So if you just, again, you just send it with the UPS or FedEx or whoever it may be, and again, there's no specific, you're not asking them to do it at a specific time, you're not paying more that it should be delivered specifically on what they call Saturday or anything of that sort, and they just deliver it whenever they deliver it. Again, you're not, so that's okay, that's not different than regular mail. But what about to send something overnight on a Friday? To overnight a package to somewhere that it should, or whether either with the regular United States Postal Service or any one of these other services. So that's typically you should not do. You should not, under normal circumstances, you should not, because you are asking them to work on Shabbos. You say you want this package delivered on Shabbos. Now it gets a little technical if you brought it in on a Friday or early in the morning at a time when theoretically they could have it there before Shabbos. Then arguably it might be different, or something like that. But it's not so realistic, and they're not. When you're paying for overnight service, you're basically asking them for a Saturday delivery. So that you should typically not do. If in makom tzarech gadol, where a person has a very pressing need to do that, somebody needs something. He needs to get something somewhere by. Let's say it needs to be there by Sunday, by Motzei Shabbos, and the only way to do it is to overnight it. So there are stadei heter, there is rationale, justification for it, because there's a concept called amir el amir, where I'm not speaking to the actual, I'm not communicating with a non-Jew who's going to do the melacha for me. I'm communicating with one non-Jew, and he's just passing on the job and the message to another one. And the one who's doing it, he has no clue. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know I'm Jewish. He doesn't know who I am. So that's the way it is. Let's say I go to the post office and bring in a package Friday afternoon, and I pay for overnight delivery. You could be sure that the man or lady behind the desk, behind the counter, is not the one that's getting on a plane and taking your package to New York or wherever it may be. It's going passing through many hands. So that's what's called Amir Lamira. So Amir Lamira, we allow b'makom tzorech gadol, in a situation of great need. Now, what about the other way, to order something from Amazon or one of these places? So again, if you just order it at a time where you're not paying anything special for any specific or speedy delivery or anything, it's just they say, okay, expected arrival date is Saturday, but it's the same price you're paying for whatever day, you're not, then that's okay, because the same thing, even if it's not a strong tzorech, but you're paying for it, and you're not asking specific Shabbos. I say, well, they're doing it on my property. They're coming and delivering it onto my property on Shabbos. But there, I think the same story would apply as the post office, that it's not necessarily nicker, or this the main story there is a Maris Ayin story. And there again, when Amazon delivers a package, it's possible the person asked for it to be delivered that specifically then, but certainly not necessarily the case. And it doesn't necessarily even appear that way. It's not like a worker who's working my property where there's greater Maris Ayin. And maybe we'll explain more as we get more into this. But so that would be okay. The question is, what about to order it? Let's say you have Prime or whatever it is that they'll always deliver the next day, and you are paying for that. You're paying for them to deliver it on Shabbos. So typically, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't order something on a Friday if you've paid already. You've paid for an overnight service. Then it's best not to do that. Again, there are, besides the story as I mentioned before, that you know Amir al-Amir, you're not communicating with the actual delivery person. But here also, you could say, if Shabbos ends at a time when they're still working, there's some time outside Shabbos and they're still working, so then there's also more justification that you're just asking them to deliver it on Saturday, but that they could deliver it outside Shabbos. So there is some justification to do that when necessary, but normally it's not advisable. If you don't really need the thing, it's much better not to order overnight service on a Friday. Certainly not if you're paying specifically for it now as like a one-time thing. But even if you paid for it in general, and you have an account like that, it's much better not to do that if there's no specific pressing need. Okay, we'll pick up B'Hashem and discuss these ideas hopefully more as we go on. Meanwhile, wishing you all a good night. Kol tov, bye bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye.